Trey Harris did not play Thursday against San Francisco. Jim Harbaugh's staff listed him among players working through issues and expected back on the field over the weekend, per Eric Smith at the team's website. No injury named, no severity given, and no Harris appearance in any coverage of the 41-17 loss. That is the week. An unspecified physical file opened and, if the team's timeline held, closed within days. The cost is measured in evidence, not health. Harris has spent August at the center of a genuine argument. The June preview called it the gap between the coach's mouth and the rookie year tape, with Harbaugh repeatedly naming him a top three receiver while his actual rookie target share ran thin, and an SI headline about erratic camp showings supplying the first pushback 2 weeks ago. The way that argument gets settled is game reps with the starters, and this was the game the starters finally played, even if only for three snaps. Ladd McConkey was on the field for the series and drew the lone third down target, per Miles Simmons at Pro Football Talk. Harris was in street clothes. Nothing about that is disqualifying, and the expected backframing suggests the issue is minor. But a player trying to convert public praise into a demonstrated role has one preseason game left to demonstrate anything. What to watch, in order. Whether Harris is back at practice this week as the staff projected, whether he plays Thursday against the Rams and where he lines up when the starters are out there, and how the receiver room behind the top names shakes out at the cut down to 53 next Sunday. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.